time to speak with their friends at OKM Music. Who do we have on the line here today with us?
Yes, hi, this is Jenny.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, I'm doing okay.
And what do we got going on with OKM today?
So I'm here to talk about the live stream, Facebook live stream on July 15th.
Wow.
I'm actually based in New York City.
Uh-huh.
But since with all this craziness going on, I'm actually going to be at a beautiful recording studio in Virginia where I will do my show called Melodies Mostly Musical Day live from that studio via Facebook live stream for the OKM Festival.
This is going to be wonderful, and how lucky you are to be in a nice recording studio and such a nice climate there. And is the studio kind of like a second home for you?
No, actually, so it's a great coincidence that the festival is happening at the same time as I'm doing a recording project.
I see. Uh-huh.
So I am based in New York City, and this studio is in Virginia.
So it's a nice...
And it's a huge, huge space. Mm-hmm. It's an old converted church. And the reason I decided to do it there because of social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so the engineers can be far away from me. And I will do the show from there, and everyone else in the world can see it.
Well, this is going to be great. It's different. This pandemic is very, very different. Yeah. It's changed the way that we live, and it's changed the way that we learn, too. Everything is at a distance, at a safe distance, I might add. But we're finding out with technology that we can still have, you know, that bond. We can still have that visual. We can still have that audio, and we can still have, you know, that beautiful connection that music makes with us.
Absolutely, yes. This was a great opportunity, and OKM was so generous and you know, proposed that I could do this remotely, because I did this show last year at the festival.
Oh, wow.
And it's impossible for me to really travel there right now, obviously, for the obvious reasons.
Sure.
And so we decided to do this Facebook live stream, which will just be just as good, I think. And then I think the whole world, all over the world, can see it.
Now, what type of instrumentation will you be using in your presentation?
Yes. So I'm a pianist, and a few years ago, I released an album called Melodies Mostly Musical Day, and it's about a little girl on a typical Saturday going from waking up to going to grandma's house for piano lesson to dinner time, and with each event, there is a piano piece paired. For example, when she wakes up in the morning, usually the first thing the child asks for is mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first piece on the album is Mother by Tchaikovsky.
Oh, wow.
So I set up 25 selections, and with each event for the child, there's a piano piece. And Steinway is the label, and they also commissioned an artist to illustrate each event. So we have a book/CD that was released a few years ago, and my husband and I made a show out of it.
Oh, wow.
So we've been touring the show until the pandemic hit, and now there's this wonderful new way of live streaming, which is just so great.
You can get the stage experience without, experiencing the side effects, you know, like a pandemic.
Correct.
Or things like that.
Yes.
What gave you the idea to bring music to life for children?
Oh, I always love children. I have a little one myself.
Aww.
And children are the best audience.
They are.
And they're so open-minded. They're just love everything. They're absorbed like sponges. And last year when I was at the festival, I had such a wonderful group. They brought in school children from all over the area. And they just love everything. And it's so gratifying as an artist to be able to perform for children.
Well, they absorb everything, every new experience. It's an old saying, like a sponge, and it's new to them, and they say, wow, that's fascinating. I didn't know a piano could sound like that. I didn't know music could be made that way.
Yeah.
And they find they're actually pretty good at pulling out the nuances, too.
Yeah, no, it was great. For example, we had music from Tchaikovsky and Chopin, but we also had music from Gershwin. And we also had the famous Twinkle Twinkle. And, you know, the kids don't realize that that was written by Mozart. And when they realize it was written by Mozart, they're so amazed that this, the most famous kids song was written by a classical composer.
Yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Mozart start composing at a very young age himself?
Apparently so, yes.
I think he was like four. Something like that when he started messing around. People say, hey, that kid's got talent. Exposing youngsters to music at an early age has a great way of conditioning the mind to learn, to open up a little bit. I've seen studies and where the exposure to music, and especially to some of the classics, like some of the things you're bringing forth here too, actually kind of open the mind toward mathematics and things like that that you wouldn't think.
Absolutely.
But you have to learn how to count a little bit if you're going to be playing music. That goes into, you know, get in sync, and everything has to be timed out nicely with rhythm.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And so once again, this is going to be on Facebook. This is what, July 15th? Did I get that date
July
right?
July 15th, I believe at 10 a.m. OKM time. But it's a good time because in Europe it would be in the afternoon, and in Asia it would be in the evening. So we might get a global audience.
That would be great.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I'm hoping we could really involve the whole world to tune in. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be on a Steinway D piano, which is just gorgeous.
Oh, and those sound
beautiful.
Beautiful
studio, and everything is online. You can just enjoy it at the comfort of your own home.
And if people want to explore a little bit more about your music, your presentation, and when things get better, the live performances that you and your husband, do, how can they find you on the web?
Oh, yes. So I have a website. It's jennylynn.net.
Mm-hmm.
JennyLynn.net. And there's a special section for just kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go there. We also, during the pandemic, because we live in New York, and things are a little bit more challenging here.
You got hit hard.
We actually put a lot of this children's material online, and they can actually access it. You know, if I know a lot of children were at home with their parents, and parents are looking for things to do, and we actually put some of this music online so they can enjoy it as well.
That's really nice. Again, the technology is making up for a lot of things, and it helps with the exposure without exposing you to anything bad or to the kids for anything bad, too. This is just outstanding. How long have you and your husband been doing the shows together before the pandemic?
We've been touring the show almost 3 years now. And it's a very, simple show. There's some props. But mostly the focus is on the music, and the illustration really puts the kids into the atmosphere, and really they're reliving that day with Melody, the character.
A way to coordinate that. That really engages the mind.
Yes.
So you're going to be at a beautiful studio, and we do this on the 15th in Virginia. And you say it was an old church that's been converted into a studio. That's got to be some awesome acoustics.
Absolutely, yeah, it's beautiful. And it's also a Grammy-winning recording studio. Ooh. And I'm there to do another project, but the timing really worked out so I can stay another day and do this show for OKM.
I'm sure that they don't mind having a worldwide audience now, do they?
No, they don't.
What other kind of projects do you do as far as the world of music is concerned? I know we're doing the children's thing, but do you venture off into other genres or things?
Oh, yeah. So my main thing is classical piano, and one of the bigger projects I've been doing is I've been traveling with Philip Glass. We've been touring some of his piano music together.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last few years, I have focused a lot on performing the music of Philip Glass and some other classical composers, last year, that's the program I did for OKM. I played Philip Glass alongside Chopin and Shostakovich and classical composers. Now that with the pandemic, everything is on hold for the end of the year, unfortunately, hopefully just temporarily. But I think artists are exploring a lot of different ways to communicate and transport the music into people's homes. But recording projects are continuing, which is wonderful. And when you have a studio that's really big, you can really social distance from, you know, all the engineers.
I just read something today. And it was about the music industry, how one industry that maybe not have done as well as anticipated for the last 5 or 6 years, but the royalty business is doing big guns now, because people are actually have some time to themselves and they're listening to a wide range of music. Yeah. I hope I didn't lose you there, Jenny Lynn. Did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay, good. But that is really nice that you're going to be you're doing another project, and you're going to be able to take some time out for the OKM Music's Children's Festival. It's going to be going on that week, and that, of course, will be July 15th. Now, they're going to do the big show, the ones that we can have audiences for with safe distancing and everything. I think it's the week end that kicks off at Labor Day. And we're going to try it there, and we're going to have all kinds of, you know, sanitation stations, and you can, you know, get your hands clean till they're raw, and, of course, safely distance from each other and enjoy the music that way. Now, I really feel for you because you mentioned New York City, or New York, rather, your state, and, of course, the Big Apple itself, just been devastated by the pandemic, and you mentioned the changes that have gone on. I'm glad that you're healthy, and I'm hopeful that the rest of your family is remaining healthy during this rather uncertain time.
Yes, we've been really inside for the last 3 months, and now it's a little bit better. It's opening up a little bit, and we are finding creative ways to be safe, and you know, things like trying to get to Virginia is a little challenging, but things are getting better, definitely, than 3 months ago.
Well, enjoy yourself safely as you venture out to the studio in Virginia. And I know that the youngsters and their parents alike will be tuning in on the Facebook Live presentation for OKM Music and the Children's Festival on the 15th. Once again, a little bit of plug for your website and how folks can find out more about you and what you're up to.
Yes, thank you. So it's JennyLynn.net, and the show for OKM is July 15th.
All right. I want to thank you very much for being a part of our show today. And, of course, we want to invite the youngsters to go and the parents to go to okmmusic.org for more information. Jenny Lynn, fantastic to speak with you. And thank you very much for sharing with us. And good luck. And we look forward to seeing you on the 15th. All righty. Thank you, Jenny Lynn. And she, and this, is, of course, has been one of our one-on-ones right here on K1.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid